Blog Talk Radio.
Once again to another episode of Duffwise Talk. I am Judah Ra, your host, and I am so elated and a little bit disappointed at the same time. We have scheduled tonight the fantastic author by the name of Sharon King as well. She does acting, so we are waiting her. We talked with her earlier this afternoon, and she assured me she was gung-ho. Obviously, something has happened. So in the meantime, I will play this announcement while we wait.
Greetings, Aquava. Unan Imports
Hunan Imports. Hunan Imports, they are located at 6971 North Sheridan Road, Chicago, Illinois, 60626. This two-room garden level shop specializes in arts and crafts, body care products, and clothing, mostly from Kenya and West and Central Africa. They also specialize in authentic hand-carved wood masks that have the spirit infused in them, alongside the bags made of kente cloth and knit Rastafarian tapestry carved wood jewelry. The body products include several kinds of pure unrefined shea butter, as well as black soap made from the ashes of leaves, bark, and cocoa pods, mixed with shea butter or palm oil, then cured, which is noted for its deep cleansing properties. Aside from that, Hunan Imports exudes an ambiance that is one to remember. Do yourself a favor. Take some time and go over to Hunan Imports, located at 6971 North Sheridan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60626, and see who I call Doc, Brother Al Hunan. You'll be glad you did. Right now, we're going to listen to Rastaman Abbas.
Full of love, full of joy, praising God. You know, I know, yes, I, Rastafari. Greetings in the precious name of the Most High. Yeah, Rastafari, ever living, ever faithful. Yes, I. So we do it. Peace and love and harmony. That's just a man philosophy. A universe of liberty. A world of positivity. If you know his liberty, and that you trust divinity, then you will show civility. You will show respect for Rastaman Abbas. Rastaman first class. Rastaman Abbas. Rastaman first class. Giving praises every minute. Rastafari knows no limit. Loving the world and all in it. Rasta rule, come and say it. Rastaman Abbas. Rastaman first class. Rastaman Abbas. Rastaman first class.
Rastaman Rastaman Abbas. Rastaman Abbas, that is my good friend G.D. Hemmings. When we met, he was on the drums, and I suggested that he sing vocals because he always had suggestions as how songs went. And as it turned out, 4 years later, he's number one in Jamaica, and yours truly will be going with him in November to produce and sing that song on the stage with big stars such as Sizzla. At this time, we are so honored to have joining us the spectacular, wonderful, and beautiful, I might add, and talented guest. Her name is Sharon King. Let's receive her with a big yay. Yay. How are you, beloved?
I am fine, thank you. Thank you for asking, and how are you?
I'm good. I am so happy to have you finally, you know, with the technology and crossfire and scheduling things. We missed, hit and miss, but finally the day has come. Although we only have a few minutes left, we will definitely reschedule you. But before we get started, I'd like to ask you, what was the performance that you saw, the first performance you saw that actually resonated in your soul?
Wow, I saw so many. I went to an Indian, the Native American show. I went to one of their shows, and it was so spiritual. And it touched me so much that I had to stop for a moment and look within to make sure I was living my purpose in life. That's how deep it was.
What kind of show was that? I didn't catch that.
It was a Native American show. It was a Native American show.
Describe that, the nature of that show.
Basically, it's more of about the Indians, where they came from, how they live, how they survive together, how they pray. They love Mother Earth. Everything is Mother Earth. So
yes.
With doing that, I looked at myself within, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. I agree that their ceremonies are very powerful and very spiritual.
Very spiritual. Very spiritual to make you get in contact with your own spirituality.
Indeed. How old were you at that time?
Oh, my God, I was a kid. I think I would say about 13, 14.
That's very interesting. Quite interesting. So upon that experience, what was your next step into your artistic endeavor? Immediately after that, did you make a purpose in your mind first as to what kind of art you would express yourself? What was your thought process?
I wanted to help children. I wanted to give children a voice. I wanted to feed the homeless more, to give more of myself than me being more centered. You know, because sometimes we get so self-centered that we forget that there's a bigger being than ourselves. So I just wanted to give more back. I wanted, you know, sometimes we think more than ourselves. Sometimes our thoughts are more of ourselves than it is of God. And I just wanted to give back. I wanted to be a voice. I wanted to empower people by my words and help people that I know will never be able to help. Whoever give back to me or help me in any form or fashion. And I'm okay with that because I gave from my heart always.
I see. So there was a two-way street, you giving and them giving back in return indirectly.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
I was just making a comment that you were giving of your soul, and in return you were receiving their vibration, which was lifting you. So it was like a give-give situation.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. But you know what? I give without expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I truly believe if you give only to acknowledge and the world to see that, oh, she's a great giver and wants popularity in that, I think that's wrong. In my opinion, that's my opinion.
Yes.
I think if you give from the heart and you don't, there's nothing behind it. You're just human.
Yes. Yes,
I think
indeed.
That's very important to me.
You know, in speaking of giving, before we proceed to your profession, one last note about giving is I really enjoy giving to the homeless, to the ones who have no dignity, or I'll put it this, they have no status whatsoever. Their ego is smashed. And some of them still have dignity, but nonetheless, I go out, I'll blow my horn and get their attention, come over, and I'll give them $1, $2 each time. Because, you know, people say that they are scheming on us and they walk away and get in their Cadillac and go back to their palatial estates in the suburbs. Can you imagine someone doing that?
You know what? I've seen it on the news. But people are better not blessed. They're not blessed. The greed is never blessed. The greed is never blessed. And I mean, who am I to say? But my thing is, you already have. What more, much more do you want? And most people that does stuff like that, they have no soul, no heart, no conscience. They could go to sleep at night with no problem.
Yes.
So how do you live like that? You, at some point, you have to have some kind of conscience. I'm just saying.
Yes. Otherwise, you are like a lower animal. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here at Dubwise Talk. I am Judah Rao, your host, and we are here with the lovely and the talented Sharon Tate. I hope that she will be able to render us a few paragraphs from one of her latest publications. Sharon, so afterwards, how did you embark upon creativity?
I'm very experimental. I love different things. I love different culture. I enjoy the experience of knowing different culture, what they like, what they food, the food they eat, how they live.
Yes.
So creativity for me is very easy because I'm not close-minded just to my own culture. I'm very abroad. I'm very abroad, and I enjoy that. And I think it's very important for you as a human being to experience such things. That's how
I agree as well. So are you saying that you are broad-minded and accepting of other cultures and being curious about other cultures? You think that contributed to your artistic creation, your creation?
I believe most of it has. Most of it has, you know. I came from a family that's multicultural.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all over, you know, and you can't be close-minded if you want to empower the world or you want to be different. You can't be close-minded.
I agree again. So what was your first creativity?
My book is my first creativity.
Your book?
And my book.
And what was the name of that book?
This is my introduction from me to you, Remember Me.
Okay, yes. I do intend to check that book out. I have not yet. I've been quite busy. So tell us about that book. How old were you when you wrote that?
Oh, wow. I started writing the book about 10 years ago. And while I was writing the book, I did some counseling. And the reason why I did counseling was because I had to make sure that I wasn't holding on to my past that hurt me. because I wrote my memoir. I told everybody about my life. And in order for me to be honest with people, I had to make sure I was honest with myself what I was writing. So it took me 10 years to write the book. The book came out in January 2012, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and it has great reviews on ebook, Nook, and Kindle. I wrote the book because I was in the homeless shelter, and the women in the homeless shelter said, you have to write. You have to tell your story. They motivated me so much, and they empowered me. We empowered each other. And I remember there were dark days in that homeless shelter, but it didn't stop me from praying. And people, the women, you know, used to come to my room, and they was like, can you pray for me? Can you pray for us? You're very strong. I was so focused, but I prayed a lot. You know, they named me the prayer warrior, you know, because
yes.
I prayed so much. God knows I prayed. I still pray a lot.
Yes, yes. You have to be in constant contact with the Creator, in my opinion.
Yes.
And that's an endeavor I do, an exercise that I do daily. You know, so let's get to what did you do when you got your first check from writing that book? Remember Me.
I'm sorry, can you repeat what you said?
How did you celebrate when you got your first royalty check from your book?
I got my check. And for the first couple of days of me getting the check, I held on to it. I did not cash it. I did not. I just didn't cash it. I just held on to it.
Yeah.
And my thing was not, it's never the money. I love what I do, so the money's going to come automatic.
Yes, yes.
I will be honest with you. I still have not celebrated it. I still have not. I'm planning a book launch party in a couple of months, but I still did not celebrate my first book.
Okay, well, let's talk. Let's fast forward to the last book that you wrote.
That is my only published book right now. I do have other books that are in editing.
Okay. All right, can you give us a reading from Remember Me? Ladies and gentlemen, while she prepares, this is Judah Ra Music, and we are brought to you by Lalibela's Ethiopian Restaurant at 5633 North Chicago, May North Ashland in Chicago, and we are brought to you by Popcorn Haven. They are located at 111 and Cicero on the southwest side of Chicago. They have 500 flavors. And we are black with Miss King. All right. Yay. Ladies and gentlemen, the presentation.
You know, my book, I love my book so much. And I'm going to read one of the chapters, a brief summary from my book. I love my book so much. And I am still so honored by all the great reviews I got on Amazon and Barnes & Noble of how my book have inspired men and women. And, you know, one of my good friends in Texas, her name is Crystal Victoria. She has a nonprofit organization for children. Because of my book, she wrote a book, and she put my name and my book inside a book that she wrote. That's how
wonderful.
Much I inspired her.
That's wonderful. Could you read from the book itself instead of the summary?
Yes, I can. Yes, I
Just
can.
Thank you. Now we are in for a treat, ladies and gentlemen, on Dub Wife's Talk. I love
You're
stories.
Awesome. You're so awesome. You are so awesome. Give me 1 second. 1 second.
No problem. No problem. And Miss King, while she is looking, she also is an actress, and when we have her back on in the near future, we will be discussing her acting career and how she is faring and that and the climate out in the West Coast, they call it crazy La La Land. That's where she is. All right, we're black with Miss King.
Is that what they call California?
Say that again, please.
I said, is that what they call California, La La Land?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They call it that all over, you know? Because everybody is so, like, flighty, you know?
Yeah, but, you're absolutely right.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, perfect. This, what I'm reading from you is what I wrote to my children. It's a letter that I wrote to my children. And the reason why I wrote this to my children, this letter to my children, is because I want them to know that I am so proud of them. And no matter where life sends you, Mom is always with you.
Yes, yes,
okay.
Indeed.
On chapter 13, letter to my children, Jeremiah, Trevor, and Leslie. Thank God for blessing me with such an abundance of blessing like you. I love each of you from the very first time that I carry you in my womb. Through the kicking, the movement, all the morning sickness, and how could I forget labor and labor pain? If I had to do it all over again, I would. I love you so much, words cannot express my love. Wherever you go in life, always remember your mother loves you. I wish nothing but good, godliness, love, success, fruitfulness, joy, peace, and the blessings of Abraham upon you. I want you to be well-educated, better, smarter, and bolder. I will always be here for you, and I will always do my best to provide for you. But there are times when you will have to fend for yourself. I have sacrificed and suffered, and I know you have seen and heard me cry so many nights. I don't want you to go through what I have been through. As T.G. Jakes said, it's best in his book, Repositioning Yourself, Living Life Without Limits. I know what it is to count someone else's discharge as my blessing and to do without altogether. Always,
that
always remember to put God first.
Yes. That is so powerful, and it is so incumbent upon mothers to always reassure their children that they love them.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, time has flown so quickly, and we have to have you come back again. Ms. King, would you be agreeable to that?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Would you kindly give your contact information and where your book can be purchased?
You could Google me. My name is author Sharon May. May is spelled M-A-E King. You could Google me and find me on Instagram, LinkedIn, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter. My Twitter address is SharonKing777. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you for listening to me. And thank you so much for having me on your show. And thank you for asking me to come back.
Beloved, it has been a pleasure. Please come back again. I will be getting in touch with you shortly. Peace and love, y'all.